In March 1955, just before the start of a press conference, Dwight Eisenhower was reminded to be careful answering questions about the disputed island of Formosa, lest he offend the communist Chinese. His press secretary suggested a simple no comment, but Eisenhower brushed aside this recommendation. "Don't worry," he said with a wink. "If that question comes up, I'll just confuse him." That was Eisenhower's way, his sleight of hand. He often allowed himself to appear goofy, even confused, rather than tip off what was really going on inside his head. Although a tough-minded leader with a keen, proactive style, Eisenhower preferred to exercise his will quietly, even secretly, behind the scenes. Meanwhile, the public marveled at how such a nice old man could run such a big, nasty government. Ike's many middle-class hobbies, especially his golf playing, carefully perpetuated this image. It suited the president, for example, to have the public think he spent most of his time on the golf course, because that perception distracted voters from the difficult political problems rooted in the Cold War at home and abroad with which Eisenhower was actually grappling. Even professional politicians were taken in by his mask, joking that the president seemed more interested in his handicap than in foreign affairs. But Eisenhower understood, far better than most, the real dangers of the Cold War, and he wanted to keep tensions as low as possible while he used quiet diplomacy against the Soviets and kept an even tighter leash on the Pentagon. Ike preferred to work this way because he understood the advantages that come from being underestimated. Even his reputation for misusing the English language was a pose. Although few remembered it, earlier in his military career, he'd served as a speechwriter for Douglas MacArthur, certainly among the most eloquent of generals. Only at the end of his presidency did Eisenhower finally step out, like Oz the Magnificent, from behind the curtain to deliver the most memorable presidential farewell since Washington's in 1796. "In the councils of government, we must guard against acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex." In this warning, there was no sleight of hand.